Portland doing what they had to do. They force a game seven. Great, great series. We are joined right now by the head coach of the Blazers. He is in his seventh season. He was named Western Conference Coach of the Month twice this season. The only current NBA coach to win Coach of the Month at least once in each of the last six seasons. Portland over Denver last night, 119-108. Game seven, Sunday, Portland at Denver. Blazers head coach, Terry Stotts, back in the jungle. Terry, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Jim?
Good, good. Good to visit with you, Terry. Thanks so much. So Denver got you guys pretty good in game five, but anybody who's paid attention, Terry, to you and your team knows that your guys would be ready and would respond in game six. So what was the mood like around the players and the coaches after game five and in the buildup to game six?
Well, after the game, we knew we didn't have a very good game. Arguably our worst game in the last month and a half, going back to March. So we knew we didn't play well. It wasn't like game four where we felt we let one get away in game four. We just didn't play well. And, you know, coming into game six, it was just very businesslike, very serious. Knowing what we had to do, it was, to force a game seven.
All right, so Denver then jumps out to a lead in the first quarter. How pleased were you with the way your guys came back in the second quarter and then how you sustained that in the second half?
Well, I was really pleased. Obviously, our bench had a huge impact on the game overall, but in the first half, they got us back into it. We fell down 10 early. They made some threes, but our bench really responded well. Zach Collins, Rodney Hood really got it going in the second quarter with some scoring. We tightened up our defense. I thought Evan Turner did a very good job defensively and running the team while he was in there. So they got us back on track, and then we were able to stabilize after that.
Yeah, the bench was huge. I'm going to go back to that in a minute. I want to ask you about Damian Lillard, because the interesting thing going into last night's game was this perception that Denver had bottled up Dame, even though he was still averaging more than 26 per game. I think it says something about the level that he's at right now that somebody might suggest that he was bottled up at 26 per. Like, how accurate is that perception to you, and what do you make of how he played in the first five games?
You know, I think he played really well. The problem was he didn't shoot the ball well, and I don't know. You always have to give the defense a little bit of credit, but I thought that he had some looks that he didn't finish. Unfortunately, when you're a scorer, everybody kind of looks at the scoring. And like I said, he didn't shoot the ball well, but I thought he played well.
Terry Stotts joining us. Then he broke out with 32 last night, including 17 in a third quarter, which included a couple of those logo threes. So when he's hitting those shots, how much does that impact the crowd, the opponent, and his own teammates?
Well, it impacts everybody. It's very deflating from an opponent standpoint. It gets the crowd into the game. I think it energizes our guys. Our defense seems to pick up when the offense is going well. Everybody seems to have a little bit more energy defensively. So, those are big momentum shots, and particularly in the playoffs, momentum is really important.
Blazers head coach Terry Stotts joining us again. Terry, you mentioned Rodney Hood. He'd had some tough stretches in the OKC series, but he's broken out in a huge way in this series, including the 25 he had last night. So what's been the biggest change, and what does it say about him that he did not fall apart after a tough series against OKC?
Well, I think different opponents offer different things. You know, and against Oklahoma City, Dame and CJ, Dame was having a great series. This series, Rodney has a favorable matchup. He has a size advantage on some of their guards. They're putting their bigger guards on Dame or CJ, so he's been able to take advantage of some of those. I think the thing that probably for me was the confidence he's shooting the three. He's good at one-on-one. He's good at getting the lane and finishing around those guys. But the way he shot the three confidently, he went 3-for-4 last night. That was probably the most encouraging thing.
We're talking to Terry Stotts. And Terry, you mentioned Zach Collins. You and I have talked about him in the past and about the growth in his game. Last night seemed like another milestone for him, both in terms of his impact at both ends. What's it say about him that he's playing huge minutes in the fourth quarter of an elimination game and making that big of an impact?
Well, it's he gives us something that we need. I mean, he gives us good rim protection. He plays with a passion and aggressiveness. Probably a good thing for him is that the playoffs can get physical, and so he doesn't get in foul trouble that maybe you would in the regular season. But he's had an obvious impact on the game at both ends. But his defense and his energy was big time. And as you mentioned, he's a young guy. He's 21, and to have this impact in his second year, playing in a game like last night is I'm happy for him. You know, it's as a young player, things can kind of go up and down, but it'll do wonders for his confidence, not only for Game 7, but moving forward.
Yeah, it would really seem like he's developing really rapidly. You're not going to keep running down name by name. There's C.J. McCollum. You mentioned Evan Turner, who had a big fourth quarter as well. I guess what I'm saying is I could pretty much go down the entire roster and find somebody who contributed. How big is it then for you as a head coach to get that kind of productivity from so many different places instead of having to rely on just one or two guys?
Well, it you know, it's good for the team, and you got to – obviously, you win with stars in this league, and you need production from your best players. But, you know, I look at a game like last night where Evan Turner didn't take a shot, but he had 7 rebounds, 7 assists, and impacted the game, played very good defense on Paul Millsap that kind of gets lost in all the performances last night. But for me, just finding a group out there that is clicking well. And last night we found it, and we were able to ride it.
So, Terry, there's nothing like a Game 7, right? I mean, these are the kind of things or the kind of matchups that set you up for the rest of your life, for better or for worse. From a coaching standpoint, how do you approach a Game 7? Do you try and keep everything normal and treat that like another game, or is it frankly just impossible to do so?
Well, I think everybody relies on their routine. You know, we'll go in, we'll have a practice or basically a video session tomorrow, and get on a plane and go, and we don't know what time we're going to play, but the thing is, I'm a big believer in routine and habits, and I think every player will approach it like that. But there will certainly be a seriousness to it. And, you know, I know coaches sometimes just wipe everything off the board and just say, go play. You know, we'll look at the tape and see if we want to make any changes. But I think you have to approach it as a normal game, but knowing that there's a lot more at stake.
Terry Stotts joins us for a few more moments. And Terry, earlier in the series for Game 2, you and your staff wore bow ties to honor John Yim, the team's video coordinator and player development coach, who was in a car accident. First off, how is John doing right now, and what has he meant to you and the entire organization?
You know, he and his family got out of the hospital 2 days ago, and it was I don't know if you saw pictures of the vehicle, but it was amazing that anyone survived the accident, and the whole family, all 4 of them, survived. And so he was in the hospital for 2 weeks. He's out, and, you know, he's got some rehab ahead of him, but he's doing very well. And, you know, as far as what he gives us, he's one of those guys that everybody relies on, players, coaches, staff. He does a little bit of everything. He's very giving, hard worker, and you know, you got people like that on your staff that you just very helpful in all kinds of areas. And so we miss him, but I tell you, it's he's certainly with us.
Terry Stotts joining us. I appreciate your thoughts on him. You know, over the course of the year, your team has faced so many obstacles on and off the court, and you just keep battling. In fact, have you ever had a team that was closer and tougher than this team?
I don't know. This team is pretty special. You know, we've had some good teams in the past few years as far as being close-knit and high character, but I think what we've gone through this year has certainly brought everybody a little bit closer. Even guys who are relatively new to the team, like Rodney Hood and Ennis, who came in February, are part of the fabric of our team and our culture. And they've come in, and it's amazing how everything has kind of coalesce together, and that's what would make winning tomorrow night, Sunday, even that much more special.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned culture. I was going to ask you about Ennis. I mean, for instance, what has he brought to it in terms of chemistry, and how does he impact your culture? What's it like having him around?
I tell you, I didn't know Ennis, but he's been a great teammate. More than anything else, everybody knows what he can do on the court, but he's been a great teammate. He's about winning. For a guy to come in here, basically, you know, obviously he came here to help his career, and he's going to be a free agent. But he is about the team and doing what it takes to win games. And it hasn't a lot of times guys in those situations are more concerned about themselves than what's going on with a new team that you don't have any connection with. And he is the complete opposite of that.
So, Terry, what about Game 7? As you think about this, in your mind, what is the key to Game 7?
Well, everybody's going to compete. It's going to be a long game, playing through the rough patches, keeping our composure, and knowing that you're not going to win the game in the first, second, or third quarter, and just trusting each other that when it comes time to win the game, that we'll find a way.
He is in his seventh season with the Blazers and the only current NBA coach, again, to win Coach of the Month at least once in each of the last six seasons. Now, Terry, I've told you this before, but I really do appreciate the relationship. I appreciate you coming back on, especially right in the middle of the battle. It's great to have you, Terry. Good luck this weekend.
As I've said, it's always a pleasure, Jim.
Thank you, Terry. I really do appreciate it, sincerely. Blazers are a super team to work with, and the coach always avails himself